Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Proem. 'Tis 20 years since Carroll's art with topsy-turvy magic sent Alice wandering through a part half comic and half tragic. Enchanting Alice, black and white, has made your deeds perennial, and naught save chaos and old night can part you now from Tenniel. But still you are a type, and based in truth like Lear and Hamlet, and types may be redraped to taste in cloth of gold or camlet. Here comes a fresh costumier, then, that taste may gain a wrinkle from him who drew with such deft pen the rags of Rip Van Winkle. Austin Dobson. All in the golden afternoon full leisurely we glide, for both our oars with little skill by little arms are plied, while little hands make vain pretense our wanderings to guide. Ah, cruel three, in such an hour, beneath such dreamy weather, to beg a tale of breath too weak to stir the tiniest feather, yet what can one poor voice avail against three tongues together? Imperious Prima flashes forth her edict to begin it. In gentler tone Secunda hopes there will be nonsense in it, while Tertia interrupts the tale not more than once a minute. Anon to sudden silence won, in fancy they pursue the dream-child moving through a land of wonders wild and new, in friendly chat with bird or beast, and half believe it true. And ever, as the story drained the wells of fancy dry, and faintly strove that weary one to put the subject by, the rest next time, it is next time, the happy voices cry. Thus grew the tale of Wonderland, thus slowly, one by one, its quaint events were hammered out, and now the tale is done, and home we steer a merry crew beneath the setting sun. Alice a childish story take, and with a gentle hand, lay it where childhood's dreams are twined in memory's mystic band, like pilgrim's withered wreath of flowers plucked in a far-off land. Chapter 1. Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank, and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be too late!" When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it, and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?